8. One Last Right Thing. In the pre-dawn light, a polymer skiff with a flexible solar sail skimmed the water heading toward Admiral Hunsey Island. No boats were permitted and no aircraft flew overhead, but certain beads had been placed into certain matchboxes, and there was a short window in which the skiff's pilot could cross the barrier zone unseen. The waters were as clear as the sky, a lucent blue, lit from the inside, dazzling and alive. The great underwater trees grew up toward the light, and between their branches, shoals of tiny silverfish glanced this way and that, seeking and being sought, neither balanced nor out of balance, but constantly in motion toward growth or oblivion. The polymer craft beached on the golden shore, and the pilot deployed its 3 anchor spars deep into the sands. They burrowed through the silt and splayed their grabbing hooks out deep underneath her feet with a series of satisfying low thunks. If the pilot were found here, alarms would activate at nearby drone stations. Within 8 minutes, she would be surrounded by armed flying battle pods with the authority to incapacitate her using electric stunning and remove her bodily from the island. And that would be nothing compared with the almighty fuck-up that would happen if Link Skatlish spotted her here. However, all of the countermeasures were held at bay for now for her to try to do one last right thing. Martha sat on the sand, her heels dug into the silken grains, to watch the sun come up. All the risk meant nothing if she did not risk this at the last.